There's no doubt that the Catholic Church has had a contentious relationship with sex and prostitution. The modern church feels that a sexual act is sacred within the context of the marital relationship, and that all sexual acts outside the marriage are grave sins. But it wasn't always that way. At the dawn of the Middle Ages, the church saw sex in a different light.
In the 4th century, the Catholic Church begins to massively rise to power and becomes one of the defining forces in European culture, European government, and European life. As the church is attempting to gain power, one of the things that it has to deal with is the fact of sexuality. Sex outside marriage was not allowed, but the Catholic Church realized that they could not inhibit sex entirely, nor could they inhibit the sale of sex entirely. So they saw it as a necessary evil that needed to be accounted for in limited ways.
So what did they do about it?
The church fathers developed a justification for allowing prostitution. They're saying, okay, prostitution is wrong, but prostitutes are necessary.
The Catholic Church continued to sanction prostitution and, in fact, often promote prostitution by creating brothels of their own throughout Europe.
That's right. The Catholic Church owned and operated brothels.